Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Softball from last night. Northwood Kensett edges Lake Mills 6-4. With the win, Vikings now 8-14. Bulldogs drop to 9-11. In baseball, same two schools, same result. Northwood Kensett beats Lake Mills 7-5. In prep sports today, in baseball, Northwood Kensett will host St. Ansgar at 7:30. Lake Mills on the road at North Iowa. That starts at 7:30. In softball, Northwood Kensett, they're going to host St. Ansgar at 6. Lake Mills at North Iowa, that starts at 6. The Twins' comeback came up just a little bit short last night. The White Sox knock off the Twins 7-6. Same two teams on the south side of Chicago tonight. Pregame 6:30, we'll have your first pitch at 7:10 right here on Kate. The Atlanta Hawks did not have Trey Young. He was out with an injury. No problem for the Hawks last night. They rout Milwaukee on their home floor, 110-88. Nice game by Lou Williams. He had 21 points. The Hawks even that series at 2 games apiece. Game number 5 is tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Now, some potential bad news for the Bucks. Two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo hobbled off the court with an injured left knee, depriving the Bucks of their best player. We'll learn more about the severity of that injury to Giannis probably later on today. Going back to baseball, Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez powered a long-awaited onslaught from New York's star-studded lineup, helping the Yankees overcome 2 more home runs by big league leader Shohei Ohtani as they beat the Angels 11-5. J.D. Martinez drove in 4 runs, including 2 on a go-ahead double in the 6th, as Boston outlasted the slumping Kansas City Royals 7-6. Kyle Schwarber led off the first inning with his 12th home run in 10 games, and the Nationals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 to move above 500 for the first time since the opening week of the season. Now, speaking of Schwarber, he has 16 home runs in 18 games since being moved into the leadoff spot in the Nationals' batting order back on June 8th. The 28-year-old Schwarber is batting .253 with 25 home runs and 53 RBIs. James McCann hit a tying 3-run homer off Charlie Morton in a 4-run 7th inning. Francisco Lindor fouled 4 batters later by singling in the go-ahead run off of A.J. Minter, and the Mets come back to beat the Braves last night 4-3. Marcus Semien homered and drove in 5 runs. Bo Bichette hit a 3-run homer, and Toronto beat Seattle 9-3. Germán Márquez came within 3 outs of what would have been a record-tying 8th no-hitter this season. He gave off a leadoff single in the 9th inning. That was the only base runner for a Pittsburgh. Rockies win 8-0. Again, 26-year-old Venezuelan, he faced just 1 batter over the minimum. Could not get the no-hitter, but again, his team wins 8-0. Seattle Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago has become the first player disciplined under Major League Baseball's crackdown on grip-enhancing foreign substances, receiving a 10-game penalty. The punishment was announced 2 days after Santiago was ejected from a game at the Chicago White Sox. Now, Santiago has appealed the decision to MLB Special Advisor John McHale Jr., allowing him to play until the appeal is decided. The family of former Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs has filed lawsuits charging the team and 2 former employees with negligence in his drug-related death 2 years ago. Now, the lawsuits were filed by Skaggs' parents in Texas and his wife in California, though neither complaint specified how much money the family is seeking. Now, Skaggs was found dead in a suburban Dallas hotel room on July 1st of 2019 before the start of a scheduled series with the Rangers. The NCAA has placed the TCU men's basketball program on 3 years probation. It has also punished a former assistant coach that it says accepted $6,000 from a business management company and then lied to the school about it. The case is the latest development in a federal corruption case tied to college basketball. Former assistant Corey Barker was given a 5-year show cause penalty that requires any school that employs him to prove to the NCAA he can perform athletic-related duties. The Atlanta Falcons have signed first-round pick Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. The 4th overall selection is expected to play a prominent role from the beginning of his rookie season. The Falcons will be looking to replace the production of wide receiver Julio Jones, who was traded to Tennessee. And the NHL is handing out its major individual awards. They did this last night. And let's start with the Hart Trophy for the most valuable player. That goes to Oilers forward Connor McDavid. Now, Rangers blue liner Adam Fox, he captured the Norris as the league's top defenseman. Golden Knights netminder Marc-Andre Fleury, he gets the Vezina Award. That goes out to the top goaltender. And finally, Minnesota gets a Rookie of the Year as a forward. Kirill Kaprizov received 99 of 100 first-place votes. Kaprizov, he is the Rookie of the Year. He topped all NHL rookies and wild skaters with 27 goals and 51 points. That's a check of sports. Again, Twins baseball coming up tonight. The Twins taking on the White Sox and I guess game two now of their three-game series. The two teams will wrap things up with a matinee matchup tomorrow. 6:30 pregame, first pitch at 7:10 right here on KATE. From the American Insurance Press Box for KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.